Pepper Young's Family. Pepper Young's Family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. Biff Bradley is reacting in the strangest way to his father's engagement to Nancy Wayne. Biff feels that if his father marries, it will mean all the difference in the world in their relationship. And nothing his father said could persuade Biff that they needn't be all washed up just because somebody else was coming into the picture. Right after Kirk Bradley announced his engagement earlier this evening, Biff left the house and hasn't returned yet, although it's well past the time he usually gets home. A few minutes ago, Kirk and Mr. Young, worried about the boy, went out on the pretense of taking a walk. Nancy Wayne and Mrs. Young are alone now in the living room. Both secretly suspect that something might be wrong, but neither has said anything for fear of alarming the other.
Well, how about a glass of milk before you go to bed, dear?
Oh, really? No, Mrs. Young, I couldn't.
A glass of milk and a piece of chocolate cake before going to bed is almost a must in the Young family. Come on out to the kitchen and see what we can dig up.
Really, I don't see how I could eat a thing after that delicious dinner you gave me.
Oh, you'd be surprised at the appetite an open icebox can give you.
No, really, Mrs. Young, I'll come with you, but I'm not a bit hungry.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt you to eat something. You are too thin.
Well, I hope I stay thin. I think Kurt likes me that way.
Kurt will like you anyway. That's one of the strange things about people when they're in love. They really don't know what you look like. They just know what they think you look like.
Oh, no, I know what he looks like. Perfect.
Now, that's just what I mean. Nobody in his right mind could call Kurt perfect. He's a fine-looking man, but he's no movie star.
Mrs. Young, how can you say that? Oh, no. I think he's the best-looking man I've ever seen.
I'm sure you think so, my dear, and he is to you. And that's what they mean when they say love is blind.
Well, then I hope it stays blind.
It will. I still think my husband is something to write home about.
He is. He's a darling.
And, of course, if you have a son, you'll begin to think he's the finest specimen ever put on this earth.
Oh, I don't know about children. I'm too old, maybe.
Nonsense, you're not too old. I think it would be wonderful for you and Kurt to have a baby.
Do you know, I can hardly believe this. It's me we're talking about, me, Nancy Wayne. After waiting all these years, all my life, for this to happen to me. It has. It's actually happened. Mrs. Young, were you ever so happy that you thought you had the burst?
Yes, dear, I've been that happy many times. I know exactly how you feel.
See, I'd given up all hope. I made up my mind it could never happen to me. I just knew that it couldn't. I'd see other girls come into the office with engagement rings, and sometimes a little later they'd stop in with the wedding ring. And once one of the girls brought in a little baby into the office. You know, I nearly cried. I wanted one so much myself. Mrs. Young, it just doesn't seem as if anyone has a right to be so happy.
And you know you're going to be a great deal happier. You haven't even begun being happy yet. There's nothing that gives you as much happiness as when you're married to someone you love.
Yes, I'm sure of that.
And you know, the nicest part of being in love with somebody you're married to is that it grows better all the time. Well, you think you love Kurt now.
Mrs. Young, I do.
Well, my dear, you haven't even begun to love him the way you're going to. All the things you do together, the way you live, the way your lives are interwoven, makes you love that person more and more. Because you not only go through joy together, you go through sorrow together. And those bonds can never be broken.
How wonderful to talk to someone like you. Someone who's lived her life so beautifully.
Oh, there are millions of women like me who are happily married.
Isn't it funny that you should think so? You hear so much about unhappy marriages.
Well, of course you hear about the unhappy ones because people talk when they're unhappy. They don't talk when they're happy. They can't. They're too happy to talk.
You know, you make me want to get married just as soon as possible.
And that's what you must do. Because, of course, you're not children. You want to spend all the time you can together. Here now. You were going to have something to eat. You may as well get used to the idea because Kurt likes to poke around the icebox, too. You know, many's the time he and Sam have robbed me of next day's lunch, to say nothing of next day's dinner.
We'll be back with the Youngs in a moment after this message.
Some of this cold chicken.
Oh, well, it does look good.
Did Kurt tell you I want you to be married in this house?
No. Oh, no, I couldn't do that. That would be far too much trouble for you. No, Kurt and I will just be married at the registry in Chicago.
Why, I won't hear it. I've made up my mind. You are going to be married here, and married here you will be.
No, really, Mrs. Young, that's too much to ask. Why... Well, you have to go to all kinds of trouble.
Well, stop talking about trouble. You've no idea how I love weddings. And besides, it'd be such a nice way to celebrate the purchase of our house, the fact that we own it again. And that someone we love as much as Kurt and you will begin your lives together here.
I don't know what to say, Mrs. Young. I never knew anyone like you.
Well, you don't have to say a thing. Now, just finish up that chicken, will you? And here's a glass of milk. I'm going to have some, too, although I shouldn't eat any cake. However, just this once, I might sneak a little piece if you promise not to tell. I promise. Oh, it'll be fun having you get married here. I was afraid I'd have to wait till Peggy got married to have another wedding. We can make a bower of flowers in that space, you know, between the windows. Charlie Hurd was married there. He was a good friend of ours. And if you have the wedding late in the afternoon with the sun streaming through those windows, oh, it's a beautiful sight.
I still can't believe we're talking about me. No, it must be someone else. I can't believe it. I'm going to have a wedding and a husband and a home of my own. And a ready-made son. Mrs. Young, do you think Biff will let me take care of him?
Well, of course I do, dear. I'm sure of it. To tell you the truth, I think he's hungry for just the sort of love you can give him.
Well, nobody will ever be loved as much as I'll love him and his father. I waited so long to love somebody this way.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you'll have to be patient with this.
Oh, I will be. I want to keep on working after we're married.
Oh. Well, I suppose if you must, you must, although I don't really approve of wives working.
No. No, I'm sure you don't, Mrs. Young, but... Well, if I give up my job, it'd be awfully hard on Kurt now. I mean, I'm getting an awfully good salary, and... Well, then if I'm in the same office with him, I can see him all day long. That would be wonderful.
Oh, I suppose it would. Well, how about that glass of milk? You haven't finished it.
Dear, if I stayed around here long, you'd have me putting on pounds.
I'll certainly have you putting on a few pounds.
Oh. Do you think that could be Biff now?
No, I'm sure it isn't. You know, he may have come in while we were in here, and maybe he's gone up to bed.
Oh, Mrs. Young, I hope I haven't disturbed you. I know it's pretty late. I was passing by. I thought I'd stop in and say a few words to Mr. Young.
Oh, well, I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Brewster, but he's not in.
Well, it isn't that important. I never should have barged in at this hour if I hadn't seen the lights on. You certainly have a lot of them on tonight, Mrs. Young.
Well, you see, we have guests from Chicago. Sam's best friend, Mr. Bradley, and the young woman he's going to marry.
Mrs. Young, wouldn't you like me to wash up the dishes before I...
Oh, Nancy, this is Mr. Brewster. Mr. Brewster, this is Miss Wayne.
How do you do, Miss Wayne?
How do you do? Haven't we met someplace before?
No, I don't think so. My name is Edward Brewster.
But I'm sure that I've... Your face is so familiar, I can't place it.
Well, as long as Mr. Young isn't at home, Mrs. Young, I'll run along. You just tell him I'll give him a ring in the morning. And nice to have met you, Miss Wayne.
Goodbye, Mr. Brewster.
Good night. Good night.
You know, Mr. Brewster's the man Sam's working for now. At least he's representing the company that bought the Coronet House.
You know, it's funny. I can't place him, and yet
His face is so familiar.
I'm always doing that, too. Forgetting someone's name or where I've met them. Well, what were you saying when you came in just now?
Oh, yes, that I wanted to know if I could wash up the dishes before going to bed.
Well, I should say not.
Well, it wouldn't take a minute.
I won't hear of it. You trot along upstairs and make yourself comfortable. You must be tired out.
All right, thank you. You're sure you don't want me to help?
I want you to get some rest. You've got to look your best for Kurt tomorrow, you know. Good night, my dear. So nice having you here.
As Nancy Wayne walks up the stairs, Mr. Brewster is quickly forgotten. This has been such a wonderful day. The train ride in from Chicago with Kurt, the warm welcome the Youngs gave her, and now Mrs. Young's invitation to get married right in this house. If only Biff would return soon. And now a message from our sponsor. Tomorrow, Mr. Young gives Kurt Bradley some sound advice on marriage. Be sure to join us on Pepper Young's Family. John Scott speaking. Pepper Young's Family is a modern drama production.